like show business, like no business I know.
There's no business like show business. And though that song has appeared in numerous shows and movies, there's only one Broadway musical that song was written for. It's Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun, now playing in Roanoke Park, where a supremely entertaining revival is running for just five more performances at Spreckles Performing Arts Center. The 1946 Wild West romance may not be the best known of Berlin's work. Holiday Inn and White Christmas probably own that distinction. But as directed by Sherry Lee Miller, with musical direction by Janice Wilson, Annie GYG is easily one of the best musicals to be staged in Roanoke Park since the center came close to being shut down by the city 3 years ago for budgetary reasons. Taking artistic director Jean Aubervilliers' obvious affection for flashy stage spectacle and blending it with Miller's proven knack for drawing strong, emotionally resonant performances from her actors, this one is as eye-popping and ear-pleasing as it is exciting, satisfying, and fun. The heart and soul of any musical is, of course, the voices, and this one has as many strong voices and appealing performances as Annie Oakley has balloons to shoot. Denise Aliyah-Yen, in particular, gives one of her best ever performances as Annie Oakley, a plucky newcomer to Buffalo Bill's traveling Wild West show. Annie is instantly enamored of Buffalo Bill's sharpshooting headliner Frank Butler, played by a rich-voiced Zachary Hasbany, but her spitfire spirit and self-confidence quickly step on the toes of Frank's easily wounded pride. Frank can't wrap his head around being second best to a woman, and Annie waffles between her puppy-cute feelings for Frank and her innate desire to show how good she is with a rifle. The love story plays out with some fantastic songs, including the aforementioned show business anthem, the catchy Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, the amiable You Can't Get a Man with a Gun, plus a plethora of adorable and heartfelt love songs, including I'll Share It All With You, They Say It's Wonderful, and Who Do You Want, I Hope. Miller has assembled a strong cast of familiar local performers. As Buffalo Bill, Dwayne Stanchelli is a hoot, and Tim Setzer is marvelous as Charlie, Bill's wisecracking manager. Sitting Bull, Annie's grounded and wise adopted father, is played with grounded sincerity by Dan Moniz, who brings a mountain of heart to the character and the show. As the story's other set of would-be lovers, Winnie Tate and Tommy Keeler, the show's half-Indian knife thrower, are charming and sweetly affecting. And as Dolly Tate, Frank Butler's flirtatious, outrageously jealous assistant and Annie's chief antagonist, Liz Gerin is a hilarious force of nature. With the exception of some annoyingly faulty trumpeting, the music, with Wilson's sharp direction, is consistently marvelous, and the dance numbers, by Michaela Snyder, have plenty of energy and pizzazz. Ambitious and big, but always emotionally satisfying, this Annie Get Your Gun aims to please and hits the mark. Annie Get Your Gun runs Thursday through Sunday through February 23rd at Spreckles Performing Arts Center, SprecklesOnline.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.
Let's go on with the show.